In addition to putting their digital terror and hate annual report online, a password-sensitive app for law enforcement will allow them access to not only analysis of terror and hate groups, but public reports of suspicious activity. Sheriff Lee Baca said his Homeland Security Bureau and other agencies will be making quick use of the system.
Law enforcement cannot afford to go it alone. We need partners. We need educational institutions like the Simon Wiesenthal Center to work closely with local law enforcement.
The center is concerned social media groups must also do more to deny service to hate groups and prevent postings that can train terrorists, giving Facebook an A-minus grade, a C-minus to YouTube, and no grade to Twitter, since they aren't sure they've even evaluated use of their medium by hate groups. Pete Demetrio, KNX 1070 News Radio.